presents E3 coverage. Hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo are direct from the convention center floor.
All right, so this is the last audio for E3 2019P, the last one. Are you ready for it? So we're going to be talking about just E3 2019 overall. We've been to a couple in the past. We're going to talk about the good, the bad. Now, I would like to start with the good first, my opinion. As a content creator, I walked around easily. There was a lot of space. It wasn't packed. I know the previous years it was so packed it was hard for us to even walk. I didn't get that vibe at all. I feel like the security and everything else was very, very organized. Even when we went to the Microsoft briefing on a Sunday, even theirs was so much organized compared to last year's where we were there for like almost 2 hours and we lost the first few minutes of the unveil of Halo Infinite. That's one. I mean, that's a couple there. Just that, man. I feel like I'm still worried about what where they're going, but I just got to see pictures. I missed this part, but it looks like they're coming. E3 is coming back next year in LA, here in LA. So I just want to say that, man. Pete,
I'm surprised they haven't given out that press release. It usually it's already out by Thursday morning.
Or Wednesday.
Yeah. I'm actually updating my email now.
Nothing.
And I do not see anything.
Oh, crap.
And so that's
it's all good.
The only thing that came in was some second song from BTS, but I mean we're not talking about that. Right. So.
No. Now, with the bad, should we go to the bad? I think that it was weird not having the PlayStation here. It felt empty and weird. You felt the same or you want to talk about other things?
I mean, I'm thankful for the opportunity that we got to come out here and cover it.
Yeah.
It was easier to traverse the halls as a result.
Mm-hmm.
I agree that I do think that PlayStation not being here leaves a lot on the table.
Mm-hmm.
We also see Microsoft pulling completely out of the convention hall and doing their own thing at LA Live.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, seeing for the most part, I think that that caused a lot of people to back out. You know, it scared a lot of people. Obviously, we know EA is going to back out and they're going to do their own thing at EA Play, which. Mm-hmm. If we're talking disappointments, that press conference
out pretty up there
was, for me personally, was a disappointment. As far as maybe titles or games?
Oh, we can't talk about it yet.
No?
No, we're not allowed to talk about games. Anything games?
We're not allowed to talk about games on a gaming podcast, Danny?
We can't talk about it. No, it's not me. It's just the rules, you know, what we find out when we got to... I check out the television.
I'm not talking about that.
Oh, my bad.
Where'd you go? Where did you go?
I am so freaking tired.
I wasn't talking about... I had nothing. I wasn't even talking about that. I was just saying games in general. What games were... You know, since
okay,
we're talking about...
Okay, go for it. Talk about all the games you want.
What games that I was disappointed by?
Major fail.
Yeah. You might want to edit that out, bro.
Look, I am so weak. I'm falling asleep recording this because I'm so tired. It's been a long, long week.
I'm going to be up there and I'm going to say Breakpoint disappointed me.
Breakpoint. Why?
Ghost Recon Breakpoint.
That's crazy because that game is not that bad.
It's not that bad, but...
But it's not the greatest.
I didn't see any groundbreaking change or jump forward from Wildlands.
Maybe the raid.
But I shouldn't have to go to...
No. I'm just saying, like, maybe the raid will change your mind. Or maybe starting the game from scratch. Because we were like in the... I don't know if it was the middle or what. They just
I
put
don't
us,
see... I shouldn't have to jump to a raid to see the final product or the end goal. And the only reason I say it is because it felt kind of chuggy. Like it didn't feel like smooth and polished like Wildlands did when it first launched. I know that there's time for it to come out, and hopefully that's all it is it just needs more time to be baked in the oven. I know we talked about it earlier, Avengers, the Square Enix Avengers game.
Yeah, which was kind of
meh. Like the announce, like everybody got super hyped for. And then this just, I guess it didn't live up to, it didn't live up to expectations. You know, there's the Marvel, everything Marvel these days really has, you know, they've set a bar. Mm-hmm. And for it to not hit that, kind of lacking, in my opinion. So I think if there's a disappoint, it would be those two.
All right. Let me ask you this. What was your biggest surprise?
Biggest surprise? Hyperdot from Tribal Games.
Xbox One.
Xbox and One PC. And PC. Mm-hmm. Play anywhere. That caught me by surprise. But as usual, I always find that little baby gem somewhere. Mm-hmm. I'm starting to really pick up the whole couch co-op concept again, and I'm cool with it. Roller Champions, big surprise.
I heard nothing but good things about that.
I did not think I was going to have as much fun as I did with that. Ubisoft, shout out to them, actually gave me the opportunity to stream it before playing it. You know, just out of nowhere, they're like, "Hey, yeah, we've got it. We've got you set up in the streamer room
and interview,
and an interview." Mm-hmm. So that was a good surprise. Gears caught me off guard as well. Like playing escape mode was a lot of fun, and and we've been saying this a lot. The economy of bullets in that game, as opposed to just being able to just, you know, just throw bullets down range at you know wantonly. Mm-hmm. That was a phenomenal little twist that they offered. Also, shout out to Double Fine for getting picked up by Microsoft and for bringing out a Psychonauts 2.
And giving you that toothbrush.
That toothbrush, yes. Yeah. The Psychonauts toothbrush.
So I'll tell you my favorites, the three. Dying Light 2. Not this, no particular order. Dying Light. I really enjoyed Marvel Alliance.
Ultimate Alliance.
I like that
Black
a lot.
The Black Order.
Yeah, that was really cool. I'm trying to remember. Oh,
we're not including Cyberpunk because favorite.
Yeah, I don't want to include that because it just doesn't count. But Dying Light is up there for sure. We're going to be talking about hands-on impressions from like other games. I'm thinking what else, man. Like, I really enjoyed. Oh my god, I'm so fucking tired. I don't remember what I fucking played. I like Battletoads. I will not put it like at the top three in there, but I really enjoyed that game. That was a lot of fun. Gears of War, man. Escape was one of my favorite highlights, man. That game really surprised me. That mode, so awesome. I know, the Coalition is going to be announcing more stuff for the game later this year. So I was disappointed that Nintendo didn't have no Mario Maker, but it comes out like in a week or so. So I get it. I wanted to play before buying the game. So
right. The other two that I forgot to include were Bleeding Edge by Ninja's Theory.
I never played that one.
Super fun. Caught me off guard. And Minecraft Dungeons.
Yeah, I was looking for that one.
They didn't have it, but just going based off of what they showed gave me a lot of Gauntlet meets Diablo vibes. Like, man, if that's what they're doing, I could definitely see myself playing those.
All right. Well, Pete, I am exhausted.
I know that.
I am falling. I know that there's a lot of audio, but I'm tired. I haven't slept. I've been all over the place all day today. And there was a couple appointments I almost like fell asleep, but I'm like, no, it's last day. Wake up. So, yeah, man. So I have a lot of interviews coming up now in a few minutes, and it was an honor to be at E3 with P and Paris, man. You know, I know Paris wasn't there the whole week. Only the pre-shows and the last day of E3, and that's it. But yeah, Pete, thanks a lot for recording this, man. It was a lot of fun.
Anytime, bro.
Cool. All right, until next time, we're out. Peace.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.